Paul, welcome to you. How does it feel?
A lot of people, but it's nice and warm, so that's good.
Why did you decide to join WUKO Academic?
Well, obviously you guys care about basketball, I wanted to come out of here and see what it's going to be like. And I know I played here before it was Real Madrid, and I played here when I played for Russia. And people really love basketball, and I want to be in a place that they really care about basketball.
Maybe you know that they are against Aris for the Eurocup. Do you think you'll be ready for those games?
Of course I'll be ready. I think, I don't know when the games are, but whenever they are, we'll be ready and ready to play.
Is it kind of a challenge for you, a big name in basketball, to play in Bulgaria?
I think it's going to be a challenge for everybody else. So we'll see.
Do you remember, maybe you mentioned the game with Real Madrid, do you remember the center that was playing against you in Luko? He's here again.
I was just telling my wife that I was here with Real Madrid and playing against him.
So, first rounds you meet him again?
That's what happens.
Okay, what about your expectations about Bulgaria? You said people here love basketball, but do you know more than just Luko?
I don't know more about Luko, but Luko was champion 7 years in a row, so we got to keep it going, and I really like to get in, beat Aris and play seriously and play good in European competition.
Tell us something about the period when you were outside basketball because of the dead ban.
What about it?
The boxing? Everything else.
I'm probably one of the only boxers that's undefeated. I never lost a fight. I was a boxer, basketball player. I mean, that's a longer story than just for airport.
Why box?
Everybody said Kamal was really tough, so I wanted to see if I was really tough for myself, because boxing is just you by yourself, and see how it worked out. It worked out pretty good.